Well, Thomas, commiserations, man. The ultimate prize didn't come to the Santos Central North Kookaburras, but again, we're back in the top tier for next year after beating the Central Coast. But a bit devastating for big Tommy Lynch, you know, big representative opportunity and just broke his leg. And well up against the Central Coast side, it's just not the way you want to finish the game.
Yeah, that's right. It definitely put a damper on our campaign. Lynchy was playing some great footy, scored two tries against Newcastle the day before. Wish him all the best for a speedy recovery. But by the end of the day, yeah, we were very happy with the result coming third. You know, we obviously wanted to win, but I think realistically, a zone like Central North, we've got to take one step at a time. And coming out of the weekend third place is a great result for us.
Yeah. What about Newcastle itself? Of course, they got rolled in the final by Illawarra. They had all the preparation. They had all these games against Bill Cook Cup, second 15 teams under Dodd Loudon last year and all that sort of stuff. Was it just that you let them loose a little bit too early and it was just too hard to reel them back in?
Oh, definitely. It took one lapse, you know. I think we knocked it on off a set piece. And, you know, 5 minutes later, they've put two tries on us, you know. You just can't do that against a side like that. I think, we made about six or seven unforced errors off our first phase play. And, yeah, you just can't do that.
And what about some of the best players? I assume Matty Swalger stepped up and pretty much re-established himself as the captain of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos. But some of the young fellas, a lot of fellas from the north now, Moree and Narrabri, got their opportunity to come and play in the red and white shirt.
Oh, yeah, we had a great mix of old, experienced players and the young guys coming through. Jack Maunder, Jake Packer, Will Robinson, the young fellas, they really stepped up. And then we had the old heads there, big Joey Didassel, Heath Riggs, you know, those sort of fellas, Matty Wannan. But, yeah, Matt Swagger was a standout once again, absolutely outstanding player, and he really carried the team. Matt Wannan, Simon Newton stepped up once again. So, they were probably our standout players.
And what about Armidale putting on the country championships? Just a ripping weekend with all these sort of very salubrious and very quiet places like the Wicklow and also, of course, the Royale. And being a university town, it'd be a very, very quiet Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. It's always a struggle getting the players to be in bed early. But, yeah, a town like Armidale with the university there, yeah. They did such a great job. It's such a great town. That, yeah, the ground was outstanding, the facilities. Everything went really well and we were really happy with the weekend.
Bit of a kick in the guts losing Johnny Adams, of course, a Waratah player himself, one of the greats of country rugby in the last 10 years, but getting big Rossi Fletcher back into it, Benny Wright's twin brother, it's good to see the old man getting wheeled out to have a bit of a game. But later this year, do you think maybe the team, after having such a short premiership in the Central Central North Premiership, we maybe should look at maybe playing a few games at the end of the year, maybe against the Far North Coast Dolphins or the Western Plains team, to just make sure we can get more players to come through and more opportunities? Or are you feeling that, having coached, you know, a team to a premiership there in the Blue Boars 2 years ago, the players are just absolutely burnt out, that they can do without more rugby?
I think we definitely need to keep everyone in the loop during those, I guess, summer months. You know, I think our preparation this year was good. We had two training weekends, two trial games, and you can't really push that more. The guys have just got work on, they've got summer sport, weddings, things like that. So I think we've got the same group of guys next year. You know, they're all signed on. Obviously, we'll be looking at players throughout the year just to see who stands up. Yeah, if we can get the same group of blokes, get a training camp in, a couple more trial games or something like that, you know, around that March, April period, I think it'll go a long way.
Well, it'd be great to see Central North maybe play Central West in a curtain raiser to a Bill Cook Cup game if it goes to Mudgee or Dubbo or Tamworth or Moree or whatever. But, of course, you're heading off out to the Great West of Coonamble. Of course, Nick Bush is running the show there and everybody's chasing the Walgett Rams. You're enjoying yourself out there back at home and you're an agronomist out there. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us a little bit about the business, but also helping Nick out there in the Western Plains competition.
Yeah, so Coonamble Rams they're coming off five premierships last year. They had a bit of an off year. It seems like the boys have built up again. You know, fielding two grades is always a big thing out there. Got a really good win against Burke, put 60 points on them. So the boys are really confident. And yeah, I'm just sort of helping out with the forwards. And, you know, it is a different comp out there. Just getting numbers is a bonus. So, but we've got plenty of numbers and that's, yeah, really helping the boys out at the moment. Yeah, and agronomist with Delta Ag, which is sort of new company, have been in there for 18 months, and things are going really well. You know, it's got to rain, obviously, and we're getting some really good rain, and there's a lot of confidence out there for a good season.
Thanks for your time, Thomas. We wish you all the best, and fantastic job as co-coach there of the Santos Central North Kookaburras.